Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In an age where most games contain an abundance of weapon types and powers for you to pick between using, it can be almost difficult to decide what you're going to actually use to fight. As much as we all love emotionally attaching to a single weapon and using it, regardless of how effective it actually is, using the same weapon for everything doesn't exactly make for exciting gameplay. Many of the best games require you to at least try different weaponry throughout the game, even if it is just for one fight. Weapon degradation systems are annoying, but without them, we'd all grab the biggest, baddest sword we could get our hands on and do jack all else but swing it around for the rest of the game. This is why fights where you can only damage the boss through one weapon are so valuable. Because they make you drop your Buster Blade and think outside the box. Sure, it's weird to be fighting enemies with music or bubbles or their own bodies, but it also makes for a battle where you have to think about more than just where and when to hit your opponents, and that is worth its weight in gold. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 video game bosses you can only defeat with one weapon. 10. Skull Kid, The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask. Given that The Legend of Zelda has almost every game in the series contain a hype final battle against the forces of evil, when you finally see Skull Kid wearing the titular Majora's Mask at the end of the game, you'd presume that they would be the final boss you stab away to save the world. But, as anyone who has actually played the game knows, Skull Kid is not the final boss, and is also the easiest part at the end of the game. Because in order to beat Skull Kid, you don't have to hit him once. You don't even need to go near the guy for what it's worth. No, you only need to play the Oath to Order, the song you worked your ass off to get, on the ocarina, which immediately ends the fight by summoning the 4 giants to hold up the angry, angry moon that is currently inches away from consuming your face. Sure, you then have to fight the disembodied mask by itself, which is infinitely, infinitely more stressful, but at the very least, you don't have to feel like you killed a child. Nice. 9. Bendy. Bendy and the Ink Machine. Bendy and the Ink Machine manages to do the almost impossible, making a cartoon absolutely terrifying. And it manages it with legitimate aplomb, in no small part because the titular big bad Bendy is seemingly incapable of being harmed by anything. However, what with him being a cartoon in essence, the one thing that can damage him makes perfect sense: his final film reel, titled The End. After giving the guy the runaround, you lead him into the film reel room, forcing Bendy to see his own end, and then he Thanos dusts away into oblivion. 8. Alien Wily, Mega Man 2. When Dr. Wily appears to be revealed as a nightmarish alien menace, your first thought is no doubt, man, this is going to be a hard fight. And it will quickly become clear that that statement is very, very true, as almost every weapon you try and employ against Alien Wily is useless. As it turns out, the only weapon that has any chance against the alien scourge is the Bubble Lead. While this might seem more than a little surprising, the reason behind it becomes clear, as it turns out that this frightening threat is actually just a hologram created by Wily in order to keep you occupied. As such, you can take down this frightening beast armed only with bubbles, some aim, and a little bit of self-confidence. 7. The Adult Ultimate Being, Parasite Eve. Initially, the fight against the ultimate being seems like a bit of a cakewalk. You're fighting a baby, after all, even if it is a monster baby. But then it has another phase, and another, and another, and then all of a sudden, your bullets just aren't damaging it. This is because the adult version of this Lovecraftian nightmare only takes 1 or 2 points of damage from any regular weapon, which pretty much makes it impossible to kill through conventional means. Instead, you need to wait until Daniel nobly throws himself out of a helicopter to deliver you a special gift. Bullets loaded with our hero Aya's DNA, which is the only thing capable of taking this fully evolved creature down. 6. Cerberus, Knight's Journey of Dreams. When you first realise Knights has boss fights, you might find yourself entirely confused, and for good reason, because Knights doesn't have anything in the way of a proper attack. This means that many boss fights come down to trying to figure out what the hell you can actually do to hurt your foes, and then repeatedly doing so as quickly as your purple clown body possibly can. The result is a whole host of unique and interesting fights, the best example of which is the two fights you have with a boss named Cerberus, which is comprised of either two or three dog heads with spiked balls for bodies, all linked together by a chain. Unable to conventionally attack them, you instead forge a different route to victory, by slamming into the yellow ball connected to their chain, or yellow dog, depending on which of the fights you're in, you slam the dogs together, forging yourself an unexpected but very much appreciated road to success. 5. Mythala, Aquaria. Despite many people writing off Aquaria as yet another side-scrolling action-adventure game to try and compare to Echo the Dolphin, it's actually far more than that, not least for a couple of fantastic boss battles. One of the most interesting of these is against Mythala, a huge pink sea monster who is worlds larger than you. When it isn't shooting water bullets at you, Mythala is also summoning mermen to go after you and complicate matters. Mercifully, these aquatic monsters are your ticket to winning the fight, as your regular shots do no damage to this peach beast. Instead, you need to lure Mythala's mermen into the suspicious poison at the bottom of the arena, which turns them poisonous. When Mythala next uses the attack that sucks up water, it'll also suck up the said mermen, damaging itself in the process. 4. Elodio, Psychonauts. Most bosses in Psychonauts come down to discovering which of your sweet mind powers work against your enemy, and masterfully using it to beat them up as only a circus boy cursed by the ocean truly can. Perhaps the best example of this is Elodio, the bull boss you fight in Black Velvetopia, the level that takes place in the mind of disgraced artist Edgar. The bull is a symbolic representation of Edgar's anger and the repressed rage he feels for his high school girlfriend who left him for another cheerleader in her team. As such, when you fight Elodio, you don't want to kill him, just maim him a little bit. As such, you only need one handy skill in your arsenal, telekinesis. Using this, you can throw banderillas at Elodio when he gets stuck or charges at you, sort of like a real matador would. While the battle that follows right after does require telekinesis and confusion, the battle against Elodio only requires a healthy dose of the former, and some bull dodging skills, but you probably realise that already. 3. Wart, Super Mario Bros. 2. Wart from Super Mario Bros. 2 is best described as what Bowser would have been if he was also a handy reminder to adults and kids alike to eat your vegetables. Because where Bowser is generally defeated by being dunked into lava, Wart has a much stranger way of being beaten, based around his lone weakness, eating his 5 a day. Or rather, 6 a day, because Wart is defeated by you force-feeding him 6 of his much-despised vegetables, which randomly spawn from the pipes at the back of the arena. While many fans of the game have mocked Wart for keeping a machine that pumps out his only weakness into the room he hangs out in, it may be worth considering that this is all just a big cry for help. Eat healthy, kids. 2. Rahab, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver. When you first see Rahab, you know he's a difficult fight at best, largely because he has evolved into a terrifying fish creature and you are, notably, unable to swim. As such, it is perhaps not a surprise that, when you come toe-to-toe with this Loch Ness monster lookalike, your fight with him is not about giving him the old-fashioned beatdown. Instead, it's about utilizing a weakness of vampires that is pretty much as old as they are, their vulnerability to light. While Rahab thinks he's safe in his dark underwater lair, the Drowned Abbey has one crucial game-changer: large, stained glass windows. While these windows still block the majority of light, you can use your telekinesis to break them wide open, bringing some well-needed brightness into the place. Destroy all the windows, and the light will damage Rahab so badly he will die, bestowing with you the helpful little ability to swim. It is a little weird to fight without really fighting in a game where you're given a rad sword, but this isn't also a bad change by any means, as it mixes the gameplay up in a pleasant little way. 1. Belder, Devil Survivor. Most games in the Shin Megami Tensei series are made on their unconventional, challenging, and often downright weird bosses, and Devil Survivor is no exception to this rule, especially when it comes to Belder, a strange silver demon who is based on the Norse god Balder. Much like Balder, Belder is invulnerable to seemingly everything. That is, everything except mistletoe, which is perhaps worrying to hear, as mistletoe is not exactly the kind of thing you're often expected to utilize in an RPG battle. However, you at this point should mercifully have the Devil's Fugue, a random phone strap you picked up, which also has mistletoe on it, and can be used in the fight as a special move where you slap an enemy around with it. Now, sure, it's not the avenue most would immediately choose, but it is remarkably rewarding to beat down a borderline invulnerable god with only a poxy phone strap. And there you have it, folks, 10 video game bosses you can only defeat with one weapon. Feel free to drop this video a like if you enjoyed it, and slap that subscribe button and notification bell, and drop me a follow on Twitter at YouSlyDogU. You can also swing on by WhatCulture.com for daily news, lists, articles, quizzes, and all that other funky internet stuff. I'm Will for WhatCulture, thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.